Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Hello, hello everyone! It is I, your host, Lord Yashiro, and welcome to Puckle TCG Cast, episode 20. I'm not alone here, because I have my good friend and co-host. Some say that cars look both left and right before he crosses the street. It's Mr. Sublime Manic.
Hello, welcome to your own podcast. I don't know why I said that. Good to be here.
And of course, Puckle stands for Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name our fearless leader Thatch came up with, and we're just running with it. We have a great show. It's going to be a duel here, kind of like the old days, and it's going to be a lot to talk about, because a lot of news has been coming out. We're going to start with the news. Some new reprints from Megas are coming out, which is kind of interesting. We're going to be seeing some more cards from the second Sun and Moon set, which is Guardians Rising, and because the TCG just does not take a break, we already know and have the first news on SNM 3, the third set in the Sun and Moon, because we just can't stop right now. We gotta keep going. Of course, our topical beach will be none other than theme decks. Which ones are there, and which ones you should focus on and buy. And of course, we'll finish up with Deck of the Episode and Trainer's Mail. So let's go ahead and start this. How do you think about that, Sublime?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, let's cash me outside and start this podcast. Starting with the news. Drop it. It is time for the news, guys. And let's start out with apparently the new Mega Powers collection that is coming in May, and it's featuring four new full arts. Now, they're new full arts, but not necessarily new cards. We got the one coming out on the May 19th. It stars the Pokemon of that everyone loves or hate, Mega Lucario EX, and it will feature a brand new full art version of it, and a brand new Lucario Spirit Link as well, since Lucario did not have a Spirit Link since it came out in Fighting Fury. It's been so long. Which didn't include a Spirit Link before then. Of course, the Spirit Link was introduced into the game later on following sets. Now, this is not the only collection that's gonna come out. It's also going to be, gonna come out with some foil arts of Mega Manectric EX, Jolteon EX, and Zygarde EX. Now, all these, will be reprints of the existing cards, so they're not new cards, as I previously established, and, but they will feature brand new full arts. This is coming again, starting in May 19th, so that's pretty exciting. It's kinda interesting, Sublime, that they're coming along reprinting more Mega, since we thought that maybe we're trying to get away from, EXs and the next meta. So what do you think this is due to?
I'm not sure what it's due to, but I'm happy they're doing it because those are all good cards that they're reprinting.
I agree.
Especially since Lucario's getting a Spirit Link.
Yes, and Lucario EX itself was a great card. In fact, that was the one that people used most of the time.
Although, in part, I think that's just because there wasn't a Spirit Link.
Correct, yes. But, you know, it is what it is, so we're going to continue having new some Megas in the game, apparently. It is not clear whether or not it's going to be different set symbols, but it's, by the looks of it, if it's a completely new full art, then it seems that that's going to be the case, much like they did with the shiny legendaries from X and Y, which they reprinted both Yveltal, Xerneas, all shiny versions of them, and they had new promos. So this is definitely what's definitely going to happen. But let's go ahead and move from Megas, which is the past generation. It's been a long time since that, and let's move on to the brand new Sublime. Tell me about Tapu Koko figure collection.
Yeah, Megas are passe now. It's all about the Kokos. So, a new Tapu Koko figure collection is going to be released on May 19th. It's got a foil promo card of Tapu Koko. It's got a Tapu Koko figurine. And it'll come with 4 booster packs, also with a code card to get your foil Tapu Koko in the game. Or in the online game, yes. It's probably going to be the Tapu Koko from Japan's second Sun and Moon set.
Yeah. The non-GX one.
Yes, the non-GX one. Like, basic Tapu, right. And so, basic Tapu Koko has 110 HP, 2 attacks. One is Spin Flight, which is 2 colorless energy. And this does 20 damage to each of your opponent's Pokemon. And then it also has Lightning Ball, 2 electric and 1 colorless, does 100 damage.
And true Tapu tradition, it also includes no weakness, no resistance. And it does have a zero retreat cross,
no,
which is not bad.
Weakness,
oh, it does? Oh, it does! Sorry!
Fighting and resistant to metal.
Yeah, okay, the GX versions are the ones that don't have weaknesses.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but this regular one does have a weakness and resistance. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, we are seeing that we might expect Lightning to start getting more electrified. Sorry about that. I'll be leaving the room. In Sun and Moon 2, since that seems to be the theme. Electric seems to get a nice little boost on our next set. So it's a nice card. It's a nice tech. And we have, of course, this will benefit from that stadium that is going to come out. I forgot the name right now, which basically said that any grass or any lightning Pokemon is protected for, I think it's 30, if I'm not mistaken. Now we'll go back and definitely check that. It protects itself from damage, 30 damage with that stadium on. So it does benefit from that. It's a nice card, as Sublime says. But it's not the only Tapus, of course, that are gonna come out. And summer of 2017 is gonna bring us Island Guardian tins. Now, these tins, of course, will include Tapus, specifically Tapu Bulu GX and Tapu Koko GX. We have not know from the Pokemon Company if they decide to make a Tapu Lele tin, since it's kind of like not announced at the moment, and it really is the best of the Tapus. So we might see that skipping, just like Shaymin EX skipped a tin. Now, but that doesn't mean we're not getting good cards, because Tapu Bulu and Tapu Koko are really good. Now, to remind you guys at home, Tapu Koko is definitely the best of these two, but it's basically a GX card that is a basic. It has an HP 170, and the ability, once during your turn before your attack, when you play this card from your hand onto your bench, you may move any number of electric energies attached to your Pokemon to this Pokemon, and if you do this, you switch this Pokemon to the active. Its first attack, 2 lightning energies and 1 colorless, Sky Claw, 130 damage, which is pretty decent, and of course the GX attack, Tapu Thunder, does 50 damage times the number of energies attached to all of your opponent's Pokemon. And like we described, GX Tapus don't have weaknesses and resistance, and the retreat cost is 2. It's a great card. I like this Tapu Koko. And then Tapu Bulu, still a good card in my opinion, although Gator, as always, says that I'm wrong. Tapu Bulu GX has 180 HP. Its first attack, Horn Attack, just one grass, 30 damage. Its second attack, two grass, one colorless, Nature's Madness, 120 plus damage. Discard all energies attached to this Pokemon. If you do this, this attack does 60 more, which can deal 180 damage if needed. And then its GX attack, by the same cost, does 150 damage plus heals this Pokemon HP completely. No weaknesses, no resistance, reduce cost of 3. I really like Tapu Bulu, and I really think it has some space to shine in the meta. What do you think about these two cards, Sublime?
I think they're both good. I don't understand why someone would consider Tapu Bulu bad when Nature's Madness, if you don't do the side effect ever, it does 10 damage less than Sky Claw and still two shots basically everything.
Yeah. I think Gator's point of view is that there's just better cards that do this. He's saying that, like, Lapras GX deals pretty much the same amount of damage, because his big deal with Tapu Bulu is that it loses its energies if you decide to do 180. But I contradict, exactly. Which I basically turn around and say, well, Lapras can't attack on the next turn. So, you know, it's definitely, it's a debate that's going on for sure. Nonetheless, it's definitely great to hear that these two cards are gonna come in tins. Let's cross our fingers that the Pokemon Company decides that they actually wanna do Tapu Lele, because Tapu Lele definitely is the best of the three Tapus so far. Now let's move on to our next piece of news, which includes one of my favorite new characters and one of the weirdest ground / water Pokemon. Take it away, Sublime.
Yes, we're getting Mallow as a supporter and Whiscash as a ground type from the second set, and those will be coming out in Japan on March 17th. We won't be getting them until May 5th. So Whiscash is a Stage 1 Fighting-type Pokemon with 130 HP, a Stage 1 from Barboach, obviously, and it has two attacks. Water Pulse for one Fighting and two colorless, even though the attack is Water Pulse. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now asleep, does 60 damage. Meh. And then it has Landslide for one Fighting colorless and three... one Fighting energy and three colorless energy. Does 100x damage. Discard the three top cards of from the top of your deck. This attack does 100 damage times the number of energy discarded.
Very interesting.
Potential, but you'd have to set up the deck. And there's things that can do that, so...
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very interesting indeed. This card might actually see some play. I mean, it's 130 HP, which is decent for Stage 1, not being a GX, not being an EX. And... its first attack, although a bit expensive, one fighting, two colorless, so it could be pulled off on turn two. It does 60 damage, plus it's automatically asleep for your opponent. So it's not half bad either. Plus, being fighting, you can always put some strong energy into that. So it does 80 damage. And if you put, of course, if you're playing expanded, put a muscle band, that's another 20. That's 100 damage. So it has some potential, although there's, like always, there's better other things that does this better. Its second attack, like Sublime said, is pretty interesting. A bit too expensive. Three colorless, one fighting is too much. That's a three-turner minimum. But 100 times the energies, you can definitely stack. You can get three energies at 300 damage. That's pretty intense. That's pretty crazy. But that's not the interesting one. Move on to the next one, Sublime.
And here's how you're going to use that Whiscash. You're going to use it with Mallow, because they synergize really well. It's fascinating. Choose two cards from your deck and shuffle the rest of your deck. Put the chosen cards on top of your deck in any order.
Yeah.
So there you go. You can just do that. A minimum of 200, which is really solid. And that's what makes Whiscash, like, interesting.
Yes, and Mallow basically is a reprint for Oracle from Skyridge, which basically did the same thing. And this supporter card is really good. It allows you to get any two cards that you need and then put it on top. Now, in the case of Whiscash, of course you want those energies, but this applies to any deck. You can get whatever you need. It's basically, teammates Except that you don't immediately draw those cards, and you don't need your Pokemon being knocked out. Now, of course, there's other ways that you can get those cards after you place them on the top of your deck, combining it with another trainer that can make you draw cards. So it's an interesting card. I really like Malo. I like that we're seeing Oracle back in the meta, and I'm very excited for this cards to come back. Each and every day we're seeing that Guardians Rising is going to be one amazing set. Everything, almost everything that has been news from this set is just awesome. So we definitely can't wait. And you know who else can't wait? Pokemon Company can't wait to tell you guys at home, everyone, that Sun and Moon Set 3 has already been announced. It's already coming. It's set for the 20th movie feature featuring Ho-Oh and Necrozma. Crazy. Now, I'm laughing because it's like here we are, Thatch, in our main flagship show, sometimes having issues not having news to talk about. We see Viger, who does our news, struggling because there's no news to talk about when between games, of course, once the generation's out. It's pretty stale until the tournaments start coming in and other things start happening. And here we are that we have so much news that we can't stop. Of course, the names in Japanese, like always, way more awesome. The first, of course, as you guys know, the set's coming twos. The first one is called, Did You See the Fighting Rainbow? ? Which will feature Ho-Oh GX. And then the second one is Light Consuming Darkness, featuring Necrozma GX. They will be released on June 16, a full month before the 20th movie, which debuts in theaters on July 15th. So it's very interesting, number one, that they're going back to Ho-Oh. So it's a bit of Generation 2, Generation 7 love combination. And of course, it will feature, each one will feature 51 cards. And of course, it will be excluding the 500 secret rare Pokemon card laboratory. Will probably will be stuff in each set. Any comments on this, Sublime?
I'm just so excited that Ho-Oh is getting a GX because I love Ho-Oh.
Ho-Oh is fantastic. I hope they do them, a service justice, because we haven't had a particularly great Ho-Oh card in a while. So we really need a new, a really good Ho-Oh this time around. It's gonna be awesome to see Necrozma, which is technically not a Ultra Beast, although it looks like one. It is actually just a legendary Pokemon, which is interesting. Now, moving on from, we just mentioned Ultra Beast, but before we go to Ultra Beast once more, we're gonna go back to Gen 6 and talk about some new Megas. Well, not new, just some cards that are gonna be, again, put out. Sublime, take it away.
Yeah, rejoice if you're a Team Magma or Team Aqua fan, because Mega Sharpedo and Mega Camera DX are both having premium collections being produced. They're going to be $40 retail, and you can get either the Mega Sharpedo EX or Mega Camera DX foil promo with them. Comes with the jumbo card that people love. Comes with Spirit Links, although they had Spirit Links before, but it will come with a Spirit Link promo, Collector's Pin coin, 6 booster packs as well. Actually, I think this is the first time we're seeing Mega Sharpedo EX, Mega Camera DX as well.
Is it?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
Yes. I was thinking about just regular Sharpedo and Camera DX.
Me too, actually.
And Camera DX is not bad. It's kind of good. It just needs a lot of support, which unfortunately no longer exists without Blacksmith. But, yeah, we're getting two new Megas, which is very strange. Hopefully they'll make the cards good.
Yeah, we aren't able to see much. Of course, we're using PokeBeach.com news to give you the brand new news here, because we can't afford journalists to go explore things in Japan. And we don't have full vision, full view of these new Megas. But as what we know right now, Mega Sharpedo has 110 HP, and its attack seems to be Torpedo Dive for 120 damage, but we don't know the effect. And then Mega Camerupt EX has 230 HP,
yeah.
Yes, and its attack is named Magma Eruption. It does 220 times damage per some effect that we don't know yet. Both cards of course, have printed on a EX era card template instead of the new Sun and Moon one. It's interesting. We're getting new Megas. We're getting some reprints of old EXs, old Mega EXs. It's pretty interesting that it seems the TPCI is wanting to keep these Megas for a long while, more than we expected them to. We expected them to die soon. Apparently, that might not be the case. Now, we never know and never understand what Pokemon Company thinks, does, or is planning to do. And such is the case when they finally announced the North American International. Finally, we hear the news of where this is. It is going to be in Indiana. So all you people close by Indiana, lucky you guys. You're going to be able to be there. And of course, the Worlds is going to be in Anaheim Convention Center. Now, it will be held on June 30th through July 2nd, pretty much the same date as last year, when it was the 4th of July weekend. And of course, the World will be in August 18th to the 20th. It's going to be interesting. We're so glad to hear that they are going to do the North American International in the center of the states. It is kind of sad that we won't be able to make it this time around for PuckleCon. So it's going to be sad, but hey, it is what it is. So not much to say there. Stay tuned for that, because now we're going to have to move on to the next one. Next news. Take it away, Sublime.
We have seen Beware GX. It's going to have a box, and it's going to be released in June with a foiled promo card and a jumbo card of Beware GX, because you needed a jumbo card of Beware in your life. It also comes with four booster packs and a code for the foil. Yeah. So let's take a look at Beware GX. It is a stage 1 with 210 HP. It is colorless. Evolves from Stuffle, obviously. Bunch of attacks. First one is Bear Hug for 3 colorless energy. Does 80 damage, and the opponent can't retreat during their next turn. Then you have Double Impact, which is 4 colorless energy. Flip 2 coins. This attack does 100 damage times the number of heads. That is terrible. And then its GX attack is Big Throw GX. Also costs 4 colorless energy. Discard your opponent's active Pokemon and all cards attached to it.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Stick to Taurus.
Yeah, Taurus is way better than this card. Even its GX attack, which is interesting. It's a big hassle to your opponent. Now, the problem is that you're discarding it. You're not knocking it out, so you don't claim prizes. So that kind of sucks. But you are still discarding a full Pokemon that your opponent might have set up that's still going to, mess with him. But its other attacks are both too expensive and just can't do much. I mean, 3 colors for 80 damage and then your defending Pokemon can't retreat. Really, the ways they can go around that. And of course, Double Impact, 4 colorless, and it does 100 times hits? Are we still flipping coins in this meta? I don't understand. I don't like it. Stick with Taurus, definitely the better card. Now, real quick, more GXs. These are the same GXs starters, of course, before Decidueye, Incineroar, and Primarina GX. Premium collections in June. These are full art versions of our Alolan starters, and will be available in June 6th. Pretty much what you already know what a premium collection is. It includes a full art foil promo. It includes the promo of Dartrix and Torracat, as well as the basics for Rowlet, Linnet, and so forth. It includes one pin for the star Pokemon, 6 booster packs, an oversized GX card, and of course a cool new coin, and of course the code for Pokemon Trading Card Online. Now, these are the same GX cards you already know, so it's more of the same, really. So let's go on.
The card is beautiful.
Oh, they are. These cards look amazing. Primarina looks amazing. I love that that version. So it's gonna be very awesome. Now let's go move on to another Mega, because we can't have enough of them, apparently. Go ahead, Sublime.
Yeah, Mega Tyranitar EX gets a premium collection as well. We've had Megatar Renatar EX before. It's usable. It's good, technically, but expensive. You have to build around it. So yeah, that's happening.
Yep. But now we're going to arrive on the actual good news. Well, not good news. New news. And that is more cards from Sun and Moon Set 2, Guardians Rising. Our first one is Slowbro. Slowbro has been revealed. It is going to be a, of course, psychic this time around. No water. It's a stage 1, 110 HP. It's first attack Amnesia, one colorless. Does 20 damage, choose one of your opponent's active Pokemon attacks. That Pokemon can't use that attack during your opponent's next turn. So that's interesting for one colorless. And then we have its second attack for one psychic, two colorless, Endeavor. It does 50 damage plus, if this Pokemon is poison or burn, this attack does 80 more damage, meaning that it could do up to 130. Its weakness to psychic, zero restrictions, and retreat costs 3. Not much to say about this big boy. Its first attack is interesting, but again, it can be easily avoided. What do you think, Sublime?
It's not good. Move on.
And we're moving for Alolan Sandshrew now. Alolan Sandshrew, of course, water. It has 60 HP. Its first attack costs 0 energies. It's a free attack, which is super fun that they're bringing this back. Defense Curl. Flip a coin. If heads, prevent all damage done to this Pokemon by attacks during your opponent's next turn. That is amazing. That is a great, great attack on a Pokemon with needing no energies. That's pretty amazing. Its second attack, not so amazing. One water, two colorless, ice ball just does 30 damage. Of course, weakness is metal. No resistance and retreat cost of 1. I really like this Sandshrew. Honestly. Defense Curl, Flip a Coin, prevent all damage to this Pokemon. I mean, of course, there's other Pokemon that does this better. But it's still a good card. What do you think about it?
I mean, it's not bad just because it's free, but forget Sandshrew. Sandslash is where it's at.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of that Sunslash boy, it has 110. It's a stage 1, of course. And its ability, Snow Shovel. During your turn, before you attack, you may draw a card. Yes, and it does stack. And then its attack, one water and two colorless. Smash turn, 50 damage. Switch this Pokemon with one of your bench Pokemon. A bit expensive, but we all know that these switching attacks are actually pretty good. Its weakness is...
They were really good on Donphan because you could stack the energy. Or stack the damage.
That is true.
In this situation. But like, it doesn't even matter because you just sit it on the bench and that's where it stays because
exactly.
Card draw is so strong. This will be seeing play because card draw is that strong.
Oh yeah, especially in water tool decks. This is definitely going to...
With Mallow, right? Like you can get what you want.
Yep. Exactly. You can combine it with Mallow. You put two cards that you need and you have two Sandslash on your bench and then you just draw those two cards. So basically, you can every turn, hypothetically, with VS Seeker as well, you can basically get the two cards that you need every time. It's pretty crazy. But it's, of course, it's not the only thing they announced. This is a small type of news, but we're going to cover it anyway. And that is Goomy. Sublime, take it away.
Goomy's terrible. Hopefully, Goodra won't be. So this is a state, like, this is a basic dragon type, 50 HP, two attacks. One is Bubble for a colorless energy. Flip a coin, if heads, your opponent is paralyzed. Doesn't do damage. Then its second attack is Tackle, requires a water and a fairy energy to do 20 damage.
Yeah. Of course.
For a good evolution, because that is obviously terrible.
It's awful. But what is worth noting that I believe that this is Dragon coming back for this Sun and Moon. I don't think we've seen, I might be completely mistaken, we haven't seen a dragon. We have to go back and check on the sets. Of course, if there are any dragons, they're not good enough for us to remember them right now. But still, it's good to see that type coming back. And that's it for the news, guys. Thank you so much. And let's go ahead and move on to what is topical beats. So grab your piña coladas, stay at the sun, and catch the breeze, because that's what's coming up next.
Welcome to Topical Beach.
Welcome back, everybody, to Topical Beach, and we're going to talk to you today about none other than theme decks. Theme decks are they're a point of much contention or much debate whether or not they're worth your money or not. But in reality, it's depending on what you want to do with them. Like always, like everything, everything has its meta within its own meta. So Sublime, talk about the many uses that theme decks might have.
So you can play, sometimes people will play a tournament with just theme decks. Or they'll have a theme deck format where you can just use any theme deck and you'll play against other theme decks. And that puts people on a very fair battlefield because it's not about who has more money or who can afford a better deck. Because, like, theme decks are predetermined. And they're not expensive.
Yeah.
And so people will sometimes get theme decks for that purpose. And then you have to consider which is the best theme deck in terms of playing against other theme decks.
Yeah, I like to I like to compare this to the rent Pokemon in Pokemon Colosseums, or in the Pokemon games where you rent Pokemon that are not yours. I like to compare the two because basically the same concept. You don't build your deck; this is built for you, and you play based on those rules. So it's an interesting way to play. Continue, Sublime.
Yeah. Also, after that consideration, you have to consider. Is this theme deck going to teach me how to play the game? And if so, am I going to build my own deck later? Does this theme deck have cards worth having anyway? Are there any cards that I will actually be able to use building my own deck later? Because most of a theme deck is garbage, like, but they'll occasionally have some good cards in there that you would want anyway.
Yeah, and that's a great point, a very fair point. So the reason I wanted to bring up this topic for today is because this is a question that I've constantly seen in chat. Where? You Sublime, you're asking what chat? Of course, the Facebook.com/TCG, Puggle TCG Facebook group. Go and join us there. Good people, good conversations. And we also, we have a lot of people who are members of the group, but do not know this. We also have a chat, Facebook chat, for the members of the group. Now, for you to be able to join this chat, you just need to message. There's actually, Gator just posted a good comment section this time, on the Facebook page. You just put that you're interested in joining the messenger, and we will definitely gladly add you. We have many conversations and many fights between me, Gator, whenever we do not agree on whether a card is good or not. So that's always fun to see. Now going back, so another question that always goes around is, hey, I'm starting Pokemon. I want to start getting into it. Which theme deck I want to buy? And it's just like Sublime says, well, depending on what you're wanting to do, you can either learn how to play a game, you actually want to play with theme decks only, as a meta, or you want to buy things that actually has good cards. Now, for this topic, we're going to cover the new Alola Gen 7, for Sun and Moon base set theme decks, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the past theme decks, the most recent past ones, and which ones definitely you should invest either your physical money or your coins in PTCGO Online. So let's go ahead and start with those, starting with everyone's favorite, you know, Robin Hood Owl, Decidueye, with the theme set, theme deck called Forest Shadow. Now, Forest Shadow is interesting, and we were discussing, me and Sublime, that possibly the better one of the three, correct, Sublime?
In terms of getting cards that you can actually use.
Correct. So this is based on the Decidueye non-GX, of course, none of these include a GX cards, because that would be too easy. And this one, is the stage 2, grass Decidueye with 140 HP. It's at first attack for 1 energy, leaf damage 30 plus. Flip a coin. If heads, this attack does 30 more damage. And then it's second attack, Brave Bird. 1 leaf, 2 colorless, 120 damage. This Pokemon does 20 damage to itself. Not a good card by any stretch of the imagination. But it does have other different ones, that in the deck included, such as Shinnotic. Sublime, want to talk about Shinnotic?
Yes, Shinnotic has the ability Illuminate, which lets you search your deck for any grass-type Pokemon and put it in your hand. That is a good card, and that is what makes this deck not a waste of your money if you're going to be getting cards out of it that are useful. That's an extremely useful ability for a lot of grass decks, and there are a lot of grass decks right now.
Yeah.
So it has a useful Pokemon in it, and then it also has Professor Kukui in it, which is a great supporter.
Yes.
It has an Ultra Ball in it, which is always fantastic. And it also has two Nest Balls, which lets you search for a basic and put it onto your bench. So it has some good supporter cards, some good trainer cards that you can take advantage of, regardless of whether you use the theme deck or not.
Yes. Another good, not big card, but interesting card that brings is Formantis. If you're interested of doing the evolutions card, this is the easy way to get those basic Formantis. I forgot the name of the evolution.
Lurantis,
yes. When will
Which
I learn the Gen 7 ones?
So.
Yes. So that's basically Forest Shadow. It's an interesting theme deck. Again, might not win you any good games, but it has good cards that you can definitely take from. Now, moving from grass onto the heat of the Roaring Heat theme deck, featuring everyone's favorite wrestling lion. That is Incineroar. Incineroar, of course, Stage 2 with 160 HP, which actually is quite a lot for a Stage 2 non-GX, non-EX Pokemon. Its first attack, Fire Fan, 30 damage, 1 fire, 1 colorless. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now Burn, which is now, we all know, Burn did get a boost. It's a lot better this time around with the new ruling. To remind you at home, Burn now, the damage is applied immediately. So when you attack and the opponent gets burned, move at the start of his set, he takes the damage and then he flips the coin to see whether or not he stays with the burn. So it's a lot better. And its second attack, 2 fire, 1 colorless, Darkest Liart. Darkest Liart? Yeah. 100 damage. Flip 2 coins. This attack does 100 times each head. Of course, it's a flippy coin. I don't like it. But it's there. It's still, in my opinion, better than Decidueye. That's a better card. But honestly, not good enough for you to actually base this card. But like we were discussing, this deck does have some surprises. Take it away, Sublime.
Yeah, this deck has both Passimian and Oranguru cards in it. And you can make a deck out of Passimian and Oranguru by themselves. So for that reason, it's not a bad investment to learn the game and then have those cards that will be useful. It also comes with the Nest Balls, the Professor Kui, the Ultra Ball.
Yep.
So there are some useful cards in it.
Yeah, Passimian, to remind you guys at home, it's the basic fighting. It has 110 damage, which is pretty high for a basic Pokemon. This attack, first attack, Fling. It's one fighting. This attack does 30 damage to one of your opponent's bench Pokemon. And then its second attack, Team Play, 2 colorless, 10 damage. This attack does 30 damage for each bench Pokemon. Passimian, which is super interesting. Now, we discussed this on our Sun and Moon review that we did, that this started out looking like an okay card, and then suddenly we're like, no, wait, this is an amazing card because it has so much support that it could take advantage of. So this is one card that definitely someone much smarter than me and Sublime or Gator or everyone is going to come up with an amazing deck based with this. I just know it. Definitely this is one for your binder. And of course, Orangu, it's the colorless, 120 HP, also pretty high. Its ability Instruct. Once during your turn, before you attack, you may draw up to 3 cards, up to you have 3 cards in your hand. This is basically a powered down shaming. And of course, its attack, Psychic, 3 colorless, which is a little bit expensive. It does 60 damage, and this attack does 20 more damage, the amount of energy attached to your active Pokemon, to your opponent's active Pokemon, so it basically is one half of Mewtwo's X-Ball. Interesting. It's not gonna do much, but it's still a great tech card.
The ability is good.
Yes, it definitely is. Anything that can allow you to draw cards should not be underestimated, no matter how many cards it is. Never underestimate the power of draw support. Now, overall, what do you think about this one? This theme deck.
One.
This is a good one. I like this one a lot.
Forest Shadow and the Heat one are both good.
Yes.
Enough. For 3
Yep. But we're going to move on to Water, and that's with Bright Tide, and not so good this time around. Primarina, 150 HP, its first attack, Disarming Voice, of course, Primarina is water. Its first attack, Disarming Voice, 30 damage for 1 water, 1 colorless. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now confused, and its second attack, Sparkling Aria, 100 damage, and heal 30 damage to this Pokemon, 2 colorless, I'm sorry, 2 water, 1 colorless. Again, not a great card. But also, unfortunately, there's not much good in this deck either, so take it away, Sublime.
There's really no Pokemon in this list worth having. At least the other two gave you cards, like Pokemon cards, that you can utilize in other pursuits. This one does have the same support and trainer cards, but otherwise is probably the least useful in terms of taking cards out of it that you can use in other decks.
Yeah, it doesn't even include a Nest Ball. Oh, no, it does. Sorry. I misread that. It does include a Nest Ball. Never mind. So, yeah, this team deck, of course, for us, is the weakest link of the new 3-0. If you have money to just buy one, I actually change my mind and say that the Roaring Heat would be the better one of the three to get, just because that Passimian is bae. But if not, Forest Shadow is a close second, and just stay away from Bright Tide. And overall, now these are the new rock stars of the new generation, but we have some old school rock and roll hits as well, and those are the ones that I want to discuss now with, of course, Sublime. But Sublime does have a special mention. As we all know, Sublime is our resident PTCGO expert, and he has a theme deck that he wants to discuss. Take it away,
basic
Sublime.
Blue. Yeah, basic blue. So, in the PTCGO, there are theme decks that you can unlock that don't exist in reality, like you can't get a physical version of it that you would buy as a theme deck, but they're intended to give people cards for their collection after they unlock it completely that they can use, and they can be played in the theme deck circuit. And of them, like, hands down, the best theme deck you could possibly use is a theme deck called Basic Blue, because it has a lot of really good tools in it for water types. You've got the Lapras that does more damage based on the amount of energy it has. You have Articuno, which you can draw card energy acceleration from. Yeah. You have Dive Ball is the big one, because you can just search for any water type. And so because of those reasons, it is considered the best theme deck you could play with online.
It is crazy good. And I remember when I started PTCGO, I grabbed that deck and started rolling with it, and really soon realized, man, this deck is really good. It is almost, almost competitive-wise good. Of course, competitive decks are a lot more complicated and brings out cards that basically break the rules. But as far as theme decks go, this one is amazing. So if you're thinking of starting PTCGO, invest your time in prepping this theme deck as your starting deck, because it will allow you to be able to pass all those challenges in the game, which helps you unlock more cards. Now, going back to the physical world, which also includes the digital one, is a few theme decks that have been released in the past that, if you're planning to spend some money on, these are your best bet. Now, let's start with a goodie, oldie but goodie, and one that we are constantly recommending, and that is the Wave Slasher, or aka the Greninja theme deck. Now, this one came out at Breakpoint. And of course, features are everyone's favorite Ninja Frog, and it includes a whole bunch of good cards that are really good to have. Now, the Greninja that it does bring, of course, is the Greninja from Greatpoint, which for me, in my opinion, is the better one. It's a stage 2, it's 130 HP, and its first attack is the Shadow Stitching, which is 40 damage, and it blocks abilities, and then its second attack is the Moonlight Slash, which one water and it does 60, or you can return a water and does 80. It's a great card, but of course this is because you want to buy this and immediately search for those Greninja breaks that does not come included in this theme deck, so you can power up this theme deck. It includes two Frigadiers as well, which is the real star of that deck, which as you all know, the Veteran Stone for the new guys, the Greninja is the one that for one water energy, Water Copies is the name of the attack, I remember? Water Clones?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and it allows you to grab more Frigadiers from your deck directly into your bench as if they were basic. So that immediately makes Greninja playable. But it also includes some good cards like Fighting Fury Belt. It includes one of those. It includes Max Elixir, for all you know. That's a great card. Max Elixir is the one that allows you to drop to 6. Look at the top 6 cards on your deck, and if there's any basic energies, you can attach that to one of your bench Pokemon. It also includes the Professor's Letter, which is also a good staple if you don't have it. So it's an overall great theme deck to invest in. Any comments on Wave Slasher, Sublime?
Just, like, a great starting point if you want to make a Greninja break deck. A lot of cards that you're going to need for it anyway.
I want to put a pause here and say, as a warning, not a warning, but as a public service announcement. I know at this point that Gator is listening to us and screaming at us that we're wasting our time doing this topic because no one should invest money in theme decks because they should just go online, grab a deck list, buy the cards directly that you need, and build your own deck. And he's not necessarily wrong, but people do like theme decks, and it's a lot simpler to, because these decks are consciously designed for people who don't know how to play. And it allows you to get more into the rules and how the game is played. That's why I recommend them. I like them. That's why I suppose Sublime as well. So either are good ways to start in the game. You can either do the Gator way, which is the accelerated, the advanced way of doing it, is just straight up picking a play set of a competitive deck online and buying the cards directly and just put yourself there, out there, or you can go slowly, the slow and easy way, which is getting these theme decks. So, with that public service announcement, and to calm, Gator's, rage, we're gonna move on to the next one, that we recommend. And this one is a relatively recent. It's Gears of Fire, which of course includes Volcanion, everyone's favorite, underwater Volcan. yeah. Anyway, Sublime, anything to say about Gears of Fire?
I mean, Volcanion is a great basic because it's got Power Heater for one fire energy, you do 20 damage, and then choose two of your bench Pokemon and can attach a fire energy from your discard pile to each of them, so it's energy acceleration. That's what made that a great card. And what makes the deck worthwhile, it also has a Ninja Boy, which is a very good support card, as well as an Evo Soda, Shauna, and Professor's Letter, and Ultra Ball. So those are some good cards that you could look out for as well.
Yep. The Pyroar is not bad as well. Of course, this Pyroar is the one that's 120 damage, HP, and first attack, one fire, one colorless, flame charge, 60 damage, search your deck for one fire energy and attach it to this Pokemon, and then you shuffle it afterwards, and then its second attack Incinerate for two fire, one colorless, does 90 damage, and if your opponent has any tools attached to it, you discard it. So it's a decent card, not something that you will see much play in, but it's still pretty decent. So this is included in the Gears theme deck, and like Sublime said, that Ninja Boy includes two Ninja Boys. So if you invest in two of these, you have a full set of Ninja Boys, which is a card that is seen a lot of play, of course. For those who don't know, Ninja Boy is the card that allows you to switch a basic for another basic in your deck, and you keep the basic that was there, the new basic keeps the damage and the energies from the old basic. So it's an amazing good card. So that's definitely one that you should invest some time and money in if you can. And lastly, we have another one, and this is Aurora Blast. Aurora Blast is interesting. Sublime, take it away.
Aurora Blast is interesting because it has like four different types of Pokemon in it. You have water, fire, dragon, and colorless. So it had a lot going on. But it had a lot of good synergy also. There was like energy acceleration in it because it had the Articuno with Find Ice. It had a couple of other cards that could let you like look at the top of your deck and then discard it or not, so you could sort of fish more effectively. It's not a great deck to invest in anymore. However, if you're playing in a theme deck format where you only use theme decks, it's not bad. It's one of the better ones you could be using because you have a strong attacker to build up towards with Salamence. You have Articuno, which is just great because very few theme decks have energy acceleration. And then you have Articuno getting you a lot. And because it gets so much, it's also thinning out your deck at the same time. So that's the merit of Aurora Blast.
Yep, definitely one theme deck that it does pretty well on the theme deck meta. So it's one also that you should keep an eye on. And that's basically it. I mean, again, going back to what we were mentioning, theme decks are something that is always debated whether or not you should spend money on. My personal opinion is yes, if that's what you want, right? Theme decks do have a place in Pokemon TCG. Like playing rented teams in VGC, people like playing theme decks as well. It's just an easy way to just immediately be able to play the game. It's a lot slower because there's not that much energy acceleration. It's a much slower meta. It allows for more peace in learning how to play and not be overwhelmed with all the different mechanics of all these amazing cards that are usually encountered in a competitive, full competitive deck. So these are the top ones. If you want to invest in Gen 7, go with the Incineroar or the Decidueye. Don't go for the Primarina. And then if you want to spend on some ones from the past generation, the three that we just mentioned, the Greninja, Wave Slasher, the Aurora, Articuno, and lastly, the... I just forgot it. the Gears of Fire Volcanion deck is the other one. So that's it for Topical Beach. Let's go ahead and move for Deck of the Episode. But first, a word from our sponsors, and then we talk about Deck of the Episode.
G'day, mates. Want something different? Then come on down to the Rhyhorn Steakhouse and try our new Southern Carlos-style Buffalon wings. Critically acclaimed. And this weekend only, Rhyhorn Steaks are buy one, get one half off. That's for you and your special someone. Rhyhorn Steakhouse is a proud sponsor of the Puckle TCG podcast. And at Rhyhorn Steakhouse, where if it moves, we'll serve it.
It is the Deck of the Episode.
Welcome back, everybody, to Deck of the Episode, and we're going to talk about a brand new deck using old and new. Now, of course, this is Yvelta EX, Tauros GX, and Garbodor deck. Now, this deck is interesting because in true Yvelta manner, what makes it shine is how basic it is and interesting. Now, of course, you have heard us speak a lot about Tauros GX because it's a great basic card. Now, Tauros, of course, has 180 HP. Pretty buff. It is colorless. It has first attack rage for two colorless. Does 20 damage. This attack does 10 more damage for each damage counter on this Pokemon. And then horn attack for two colorless as well. Just 60 damage. Pretty basic. And then its attack, Mad Bull GX, 30 plus. This attack does 30 damage for each damage counter on Tauros. So it just, the more it's hurt, the more it hits. It is a pretty great card. Of course, this combines with Yvelta's energy power with its attack, where it, for each energy on both your Yvelta and your opponent's active Pokemon, Yvelta does more damage. Anything else you want to say about it, Sublime?
About this format, it's interesting because Yvelta EX Garbodor has been in the format for a long time and has been considered a staple. And so in order to update it to Generation 7, they just needed to throw in Tauros GX because it's colorless, basic, GX attack, an excellent GX attack, an excellent GX card. And so just by tossing that in, Yveltal doesn't have to stress about, oh, but I don't have a good GX attack. And it gives you all of those Generation 7 mechanics without really having to edit the deck list very much.
Yep. And when you combine Tauros with Ninja Boy, surprises come in, right? So Yvelta might be dying and it might be doing 120, 160 damage, but then just before it dies, you switch it to that Tauros EX and just deal so much more damage on that GX attack that could typically just change the way the game was heading. It is really, really interesting. Of course, your main focus for this deck is just to tank your way to power up Yvelta using Tauros and disrupting your opponent using both Garbodor and Parallel City. It's a great, great new deck that is looking its rounds. It has its problems. It has a problem with healing. There's a lot of damage going around, but that's not necessarily something you need to worry about because Tauros is designed to take hits. Now, a way that this deck shines even more is the inclusion of Professor Kukui, which we love. We're a big fan of in this cast. Professor Kukui, as you know, is the supporter card that does 20 damage. It allows your active Pokemon to do 20 extra damage at the same time that you are drawing more cards. So it's a great card. It means that you can get those extra 20 more that both Yvelta or Tauros might need in order to deal more damage. Since none of your Pokemons use abilities, you play Garbodor so you can lock out your opponent's abilities. It is definitely a great, great card. Any last thoughts, Sublime?
I also love that basically Garbodor shuts down abilities and then you have two basics. And because you're playing with basics, you get to utilize Fighting Fury Belt.
Yes. Fighting Fury Belt, as always, shining, making that Tauros even more dangerous with extra 20 HP, because not only you're giving it 10 extra damage, you're giving it 40 more HP, which is potentially 40 more, or 30 if you count him having just 10 HP, 30 more damage that he can do with his first attack, and then 90 damage more that he can do with his GX attack. So an amazing combination there. That's it for Deck of the Episode. If you guys are interested in playing, we can find these playlists online, and it's a very, if you're a fan of Evelta, you should definitely consider playing this deck. Now we're gonna move on to Trainer's Mail, and then we're gonna finalize this episode with, of course, Pokemon 20 questions, where we're gonna invite more people in and finish it. So we'll be back after these messages.
Hey Puckalonians, it's Professor Snag. Have you ever wanted to be on Puckle? Do you want to test your Pokemon knowledge? Do you yell at your car radio during the PokeQuiz because the hosts are struggling with the answers? Well, now is your chance. We are looking for contestants for Puckle Game Corner, and we want you, the listeners, to be part of it. If you are interested in being part of Puckle Game Corner and joining one of our fabulous hosts in a battle of wits against another contestant, email us at PucklePodcast@gmail.com. We are looking for contestants to record this Sunday, March 5th, so don't wait if you want to be part of the show. Catch you on the flip-flop.
It's Trainer's Mail.
Welcome back, everybody, and now it's time for Trainer's Mail. We only have one email today, and that's from the Rio EV. Sublime, take it away.
What's up, everyone? So I have two questions for you. Do we know any good Pokemon TCG app, Pokelector, for Android? I haven't found much. I would really like an app on my phone to keep track of my decks, but I haven't seen anything out there. And here's question two. What's your favorite cheap deck? Right now I'm playing a Golduck deck that's really cheap and great for the prize ladder. Thanks for the podcast and all the help. The Real EV.
Yes, so thank you for mailing in. So regarding that Pokemon TCG app, really I don't have a good answer for you. The best one I can, if you have an iPad, the best I can tell you is Pokemon PTCGO. It's a great way to keep track. Even if you don't own the cards, you can still make playlists, and you can still keep a collection in the PTCGO online. So that's an option. Now, in terms of just on your phone, I don't have any. Do you have any, Sublime?
No, until they make like PTCGO available on your phone, which I think is inevitable, but that's about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, there's many out there that you can find, probably made by different people. It's really depending on how your preferences. Now, I'm a really old school kind of guy. I will either have a Excel sheet. That's the way I like to do it, and keep all my information there. That is how I keep track. Now, on your second question, what's our favorite cheap deck? I don't want to cheat, so I'm just gonna get it all the way. Normally, I would say Night March in Expanded, right? Because of how cheap it is. But that's something from the past. I don't want to cheat my way out of that question. Now, nowadays, I don't know. I believe that my favorite deck, the cheapest one that I can think of that I really like, it has to be the Vileplume Toolbox deck. It does have a lot of cards that it doesn't require much, right? It has a lot of cheap decks. You only need to invest in whatever you're trying to apply to it, whether you want to combine it with something like, oh my god, forgot the name of it. Jolteon EX. My favorite Pokemon. I forgot the name of my favorite Pokemon. Either you want to switch it with Jolteon EX or other cards. It is definitely a cheap way to go. What about you, Sublime?
Passimian, right now, is a super cheap deck that's pretty solid, so that's what I would recommend.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you so much, Real EV, for contacting us and emailing us. We really appreciate it. Now we're going to obviously move on to the last segment of the show, which is Pokemon 20 questions. Oh, sorry, Pokemon 15 questions. I always get this mixed up, and it's my own game. We will be right back.
Who's that Pokemon?
Welcome back, everybody, to everyone's favorite time. That is, Who's That Pokemon? Pokemon 15 questions, and we just found someone in the street. We decided to pick him up. Now, some say that when he goes for a swim, the sharks go inside steel cages. It's Basket!
What's up, guys?
And Basket is joining us for everyone's favorite segment, Pokemon 20 15 questions. As you guys know, the rules are simple. Lower your browsers, no internet, no Pokedexes, no 3DSs. No questions about Pokemon numbers or generations or cartridges or name of the game. All we are allowed is to be in-game questions about the Pokemon themselves. So with that, and with no further ado, let's go ahead and start this. Of course, the order is going to be my man Sublime, followed by Basket, and back to Sublime. So let's go ahead and start this baby up. Sublime, give me your first question.
Is this Pokemon part of an evolution line?
Yes. Yes, it is. Basket?
Is this does it have three stages?
No, it does not. Sublime?
Keeping notes. Pokemon in its final evolution?
No. Basket.
So it's a basic.
Yep. All right. Okay. Is it, does it have the water typing?
Nope. Sublime.
Does this Pokemon have a dual typing?
Nope. Basket.
Different here. All right. Can this Pokemon be found in the, Johto region?
Johto?
Yeah.
Let me check. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is this Pokemon a normal type?
Nope. Basket.
I was just thinking. is this Pokemon a rock type?
Nope.
Is this Pokemon's evolution a dual type?
Nope. That's 9 questions. Go for Basket.
All right, that's a lot of good information.
All right, okay, let's we're getting close here, so let's go over everything we know.
Yes, okay, so this Pokemon evolves only once. It's a basic Pokemon. It's not a water type. Or a normal type. It only has one typing. It's not a normal type. It's not a rock type. And its evolution is only one type as well.
Okay. Is it a new type that started that generation?
Nope. That's 10 questions.
So not.
Go Sublime.
Hold up. I need to think.
Yeah. We thought we were like, never going to think. Really. Yeah.
Hmm. It's interesting. Might it be the first time that our panel gets
no!
out?
All right. Oh. Is this Pokemon considered a baby Pokemon?
No. Let's go for Basket. That's 11 questions. You only have 4 more to go.
Oh, man. Let me see. Is this
monotype?
Does this Pokemon have wings?
Wings? No.
Damn it.
Go for Sublime.
Does not have wings, but it could drink a Red Bull.
You have 3 questions. Remember, that last question must be the question asked for the Pokemon.
I'm stressing out. So it's caught in Johto. It can be caught in Johto.
It's monotype. It's a basic.
It's one type.
It evolves once.
It's a basic. It evolves once. Its evolution is a monotype as well. That's still like so many Pokemon.
I know.
So many Pokemon.
How could we have narrowed it down to basically two generations and then just totally and completely like narrowed it down no further?
Things are getting interesting with three questions left.
Whose turn is it right now?
It's my turn. Do you have a suggestion?
Yeah, Sublime's, yeah.
The quickest way that I can think of that we would get it would be to guess types, because then that would narrow it down, like, the best.
But there's only three questions left.
You're right.
Pokemon, it cannot be, like, Right, like, it could be Grimer, it could be Misdreavus, which evolves once, but its evolution can't be caught in Johto, so then it gets complicated.
Well, yeah, but it could be any number of things.
Right.
Is it Okay. Before.
Okay, I think I have a question. All right.
Okay.
Can this Pokemon be caught before reaching Ecruteak City?
Oh, you're going to have to make me look for the map.
Yeah. Map. It could be Phampi. Is it Phampi? I don't know.
Let me see. Johto map. See, now... let us see whether or not this Pokemon appears before it gets its CD. Oh, this is the wrong map to use. Let's see.
It could be Sunkern. I hate Sunkern.
That is a crappy Pokemon.
Go is updated. Stupid Sunkern.
Man, you put me on a different spot here because I don't... It's been difficult for me to tell whether or not you can catch it before it goes to the city. Just because I can't find a map where it shows the route numbers and the cities at the same time. It's either or.
Okay.
Well,
crap.
Look up the Pokemon and then look up where you catch it.
No, I did. I know where you catch it. Just okay. I don't know whether or not where you catch it is before or after it goes to the city is my problem. Yeah. That's where I don't know.
Got it.
Yeah. I don't remember whether or not that route is before and after.
It could be Growlithe. What if it's Growlithe?
It could
Vulpix,
be that.
It might be Vulpix.
It could be that. It could be...
that meet all of our criteria.
Let me see.
There's so many things.
Oh, my. Don't we have them stump?
Oh, hold up. I think, okay, so if you can't answer that question, can I get another question?
Yes, you do, sir.
All right. Can this Pokemon also be caught in Kanto?
Okay. No.
All right. Okay, so... Oh, man. Wait. Do you think that maybe it's, could it be one of the evolutions?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, it would fit the criteria because they're all monotype.
I mean, hypothetically, it does meet all of that. All right.
So the only evolution that it could be would be Espeon, because dark type can.
No, wait, it can't be Eevee because it's not a normal type and it's the basic one.
Yes. It could be drowsy.
It could be drowsy. Drowsy.
Could it be? I think
it
I said
be. Could it could.
Sublime's last question was, could you catch this in Kanto?
Yes, did you answer that question?
Yeah, I said no.
It cannot be
right,
caught
that's
in Kanto.
Right, that's right. Okay.
I didn't hear your answer to that question then. Alright, it cannot be caught in Kanto. Alright, so that scratches out Vulpix, Growlithe, Drowsy, Grimer. No. Right.
You have two questions left.
Alright, so it's got to be a Johto-specific Pokemon that evolves once. That's monotype. The Pokemon I can think of off the top of my head that fit that criterion are Phanpy, Mistrevoss, Sunkern. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot more.
Let me think.
I love this.
It's really difficult.
The suspense is killing me.
Tyrogue?
I was wondering about Tyrogue, but it's not a baby Pokemon.
Is he a baby?
I would consider Tyrogue a baby Pokemon, yes.
Because it evolves into, like, yeah.
And you know what? I think we've narrowed it down to three, basically.
I'm sure there's more that we're not remembering is my concern. I'm like, I don't want to overlook something.
Man. Hmm. Well, okay. What are the options again?
Okay. So of those three, I've thought of a question that can eliminate two of them simultaneously.
All right.
If it could hypothetically. All right. Does this Pokemon evolve with a evolution stone?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so it cannot be Sunkern or Mistrevoss.
You're right.
Last question.
Is there anything else we're forgetting? Like, all I can think of right now is Phanpy.
That's all I can think too. Because yeah, there's not a lot of I don't know. I can't think of a lot of two evolutions in Gen 2 that are not normal. That
monotype, right? That are not normal. That are not water. That are like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's right. Do you want me to guess it?
Sure. I mean, if we can't think of anything else.
Okay. Phanpy.
Wow, wow, wow. I cannot believe it. You guys have guessed it. It is definitely Phanpy.
That one was tough.
That was very tough.
That was amazing, guys. You guys made that one super, super awesome. That was a lot of fun, but you guessed it at the very end, not with question number 15. So that was amazing. Thank you so much, Basket, for coming in for Pokemon 15 questions.
Anytime, man. I love it.
No problem. So before we go, though, as always, please, please, if you like what you hear, follow us on Twitter at Puckle Podcast. Look for us on Facebook at facebook.com/PucklePodcast, but also our Facebook group at facebook.com/PuckleTCG. You will find us there. Please also subscribe to our Reddit, r/Puckle. Find us on Tumblr at PucklePodcast.tumblr.com. Make sure you review us on iTunes whenever you have the chance. Remember, each review you give us is another boost that allows more people to find our podcast above everyone else. So that's always important. We want to grow this community. We want to make it a lot better. Now, if you want to support Puckle and you have the means to do so, please go ahead to our Patreon, become a patron, and just whatever you can give, even if it's in a dollar, every single cent goes back into the community. And we, with the money, we buy prizes, we organize PuckleCon, which is coming soon, and we do all the things. We give all that money back to you guys, the community. Of course, like Thatch says, if it's the means the difference between you and eating, don't eat. Just go ahead and support us on Patreon. And of course, last but not least, join our discussions. We have a magnificent chat at PucklePodcast.com and a chat group. There's always someone there to have a great conversation with or to ask any questions. Now, of course, again, Basket, thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem.
And Sublime, a pleasure like always, man. I've missed you.
I've missed you too.
And for all of you back home, thank you for listening. And of course, that time has arrived. And that time, as always, it's closing time. Great night.
Time. flip side.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.